Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for January 9th, 2025. So God bless President, former President Carter and his family. It is National Carter Day, President Carter Day, so God bless to him and his family. So what I want to talk about today is bond markets. So we had a record amount of bonds hitting the market. That's why, or one of the reasons why, rates skyrocketed this week. So I'm going to go over to Rick Santelli here in a second. He's going to tell you about the bond auction that took place yesterday. Record amounts of bonds. He's going to give us a rating. So we're going to pay attention to that rating, because that rating is telling us the appetite of investors when it comes to bonds. So let's get over to what today's highlights are going to be. First off, let's get over to these. Here's where mortgage rates are right now. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. So that's just what they are. So let's get over to this. We go over to USD. Quieter bond market should calm things. So what happened this week? Well, let's get over to Rick Santelli so he can give you his thoughts on it. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the port strikes, the debt ceiling that's still out there, and Friday's employment numbers that we're really going to take a focus in on, because this will be a market mover one way or another. So let's get over to Rick so he can tell us about the bond auction this week, a record supply. How did the auction go? Let's take it from Rick.
This was a historic auction on a number of fronts. First of all, the yield at this auction was 4.913. The when-issued market was trading 4.92%. Lower yield at auction means higher price. Government's the seller. That's a good thing. And that yield I told you, that's the highest yield at a 30-year bond auction since August of 2007. Should yields close anywhere towards the upper end of this range on a 30-year bond, so anywhere kind of around the 493 to 495 area, that's going to be the highest close going back to October of 23. If we look at all...
So a lot of you guys are going to say, oh, Dan, here he goes. Remember 2007, that was the start of the crash. So bond yields are getting there. Are we going to have another crash? You have to learn why we crashed technically in 2008. That's the one thing that I would ask of you to do. Just don't take, well, 2007, you know, all these dynamics took place. So the housing market crashed at that time. So it has to crash again. The dynamics are completely different, folks. So sorry about that.
All the metrics, this auction gets an A on every level. Solid bid to cover. Indirect and direct bidders, extremely solid. Dealers take much less than the 10 auction average. They take less than 13%, 10 auction average 15%. And this completes the three legs of $119 billion in coupon supply. So as you look at the charts and you see those yields falling, that makes sense. We're now over the hump of supply. The concession seems to be how much higher they've moved just in the last several days. Don't forget, tomorrow's a holiday with equities, early close in the government cash market. It doesn't surprise me to see this run of buying pushing yields down a bit, but do keep in mind that we tested yields that we haven't seen in a while, and even though yields are coming down a bit here, Kelly, I certainly don't think the pressure of upside yields is over by a long shot. Back to you.
Well, we're going to see how things go from here, but let's get over to see what the bond market's doing right now. We have the MBS market up 9 ticks. That means mortgage rates might get a little bit bigger. Doesn't really mean that for sure. So let's get over to the other things in the news. So we have here the port strike. It was just averted about 2 or 3 hours ago. That's huge. Huge news. You guys have to follow this. This is completely inflationary if this port strike happens. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to have supply chain issues again. Remember back during the COVID, or right after COVID, we were trying to buy all this stuff and we just couldn't. The prices skyrocketed because we couldn't get it. There was a lack of inventory on a lot of things. So this is big news, folks, right through there. Next thing is the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling hasn't been solved yet. They just kicked the can down the street. So now the Republicans will control the House and the Senate. What are they going to do? So that is also on the forefront of what's happening in the background. And then last but not least, we have the employment numbers, the last reading from 2024, how these numbers are going to come in. I'll just give you a precursor. If more people lose their jobs, or the number aren't as high on the employment numbers as they hoped, the market's going to get the rates are going to get better. Okay, so what the Federal Reserve is looking at, they're saying, okay, we need people to lose their jobs. That is going to help the inflation numbers. I'm not in that camp, but that's what they're thinking. So as you're watching the jobs report numbers, if it's a really, really good number, It's not good for rates, folks. Meaning there's a lot of people that got employed. If there's not a lot of people that got employed, you're going to see rates come down. So pay attention to tomorrow's economic news when it comes to the jobs report. Well, let's get over to the economic news we have for today. The first thing I want to do, though, is let's rewind a little bit back to Wednesday. So here was the issues that I had going into these auctions. Let's just go through here and see what happened to these bonds. And this is why rates are going up, folks. You had the 10-year auction coming out on Tuesday. The last reading on this, let me get my head out of the way so you guys can see the yields on these things. So we get my head out of the way. Right through here, what you're seeing is the 10-year auction that came took place on, let me give you the dates through here so you understand where we're at. On Tuesday, we had a 10-year auction, and here's where the rates were. The previous auction got a yield at 4.23. This time around, it took 4.68 yield to sell all those notes. So think of that. That's 40 basis points, 45 basis points. Then you go down through, and here's what we're having so far. Here's what came in yesterday. The jobs numbers didn't come in as robust, but then you had the bond auction rate down through here, and those bonds sold previously at 4.53 yield. Again, it took another 40, 45 basis points yield to get them to 4.9. So this was just shy of 5%, which was fantastic news. On Thursday, we really don't have much coming out. We have a couple FOMC meeting members speaking. FOMC means Federal Reserve. And then we're also going to look at, I will take a look at the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. Are they selling? Are they continuing to sell mortgage bonds, putting more and more pressure on mortgage bonds? Well, that might be the case is what's happening. And then last but not least, tomorrow, the biggest news we're looking at is average hourly earnings. How much are those? Are they exceeding inflation? My expectations are inflation's right about 2.5% to 3%. So even at a 4% handle on the average earnings, you're still a little bit ahead of inflation. Not as much as we want to be, but it's still participating there. Then you go down through here, and we want to know what the unemployment rate is. And actually, the participation rate is we're going to look at tomorrow as well. So make sure you tune in tomorrow so you can get all this data firsthand and the market reactions to it. So let's get over to the market reactions. Final before we close, it is up 8 ticks. It's giving back a little bit from where we started today. I'll still say I'm good with the positive numbers going into the market. So right now, it looks like the bond markets are doing pretty well for rates. So we might see a little reprieve today in mortgage rates. Let's get over to who I am. What do I do? So my name, I don't do videos for a living, folks. I do loans. Okay. I'm a loan officer. And I'm not trying to yell at you, but I'm a loan officer. So a lot of people just reach out to me and say, hey, Dan, I got 4 pre-approvals. Which one should I take? Well, give me a shot, folks. Why not do this? My slogan for 2025, one application, one credit pool. And we're going to shop your loan to, let's say, 30 different lenders. Okay, I'm set up. I don't even know how many lenders were set up with at this time. I will do an official count this evening and come back in my later video today to let you know exactly what's what. But think of all the time you're going to spend by calling all these companies, putting in all these applications, sending them all your information, waiting for a loan estimate or something, a rate to come back. And by the time you get them all accumulated, well, the market's moved. Okay, think of buying a stock. If you're like, oh, I like that stock on Wednesday. Oh, let's see what is on Thursday. Let's see what is on Friday. And let's say, oh, well, okay, I'm going to buy now. Well, the price is completely different from when it was on Wednesday. So that's what you really have to pay attention. Work with a team that has experience, knowledge, the programs that you need, and they're anywhere in the whole country so you can find them and use them. That is me. So I work at ServBank. ServBank's the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the whole country. We're also a huge mortgage brokerage. Not a lot of banks can say that, but we can say that here. So that's why our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So how do you get involved? Well, just go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's our website. Okay, you can click a few things. If you're ready to go, if you've already decided you want to buy that house, click here. And what's going to happen, you'll put in our application, and within 24 hours, me, Alan, or David will be on the phone with you to go over your scenario. If you want to schedule a consultation with us, just click schedule consultation. You need to vet us, talk to us, figure out, are we the right people for you? Same thing on our end. We want to make sure that we can help you no matter what. But if you'd rather just call in, just scroll down to the bottom of the screen, and there's our information right down through there. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or if you have any comments you want to leave, please don't leave them down below. Send me an email. And if you want to include your phone number, I'd be more than happy to call you, because a lot of people are saying, Dan's not replying to any comments down there or anything. It's hard, folks. There's hundreds and hundreds of comments down there, and I can't get to all of them. So if it's important, please shoot me an email. I'd love to chat. Thanks for watching. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back here at the later on my later video. We will be doing a closing bell about 2 or 3 o'clock today to let you guys know how all all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.